Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, What Could Be Better? Was written by Anne Cetus. Eric heard about Jesus' love for him while in his early 20s. He started attending church, where he met someone who helped him grow to know Christ better. It wasn't long before Eric's mentor assigned him to teach a small group of boys at church. Through the years, God drew Eric's heart to help at-risk youth in his city, to visit the elderly, and to show hospitality to his neighbors, all for God's honor. Now, in his late 50s, Eric explains how grateful he is that he was taught early to serve. My heart overflows to share the hope I found in Jesus. What could be better than to serve him? Timothy was a child when his mother and grandmother influenced him in his faith, and he was likely a young adult when he met the Apostle Paul, who saw potential in Timothy's service for God and invited him on a ministry journey. Paul became his mentor in ministry and life. He encouraged him to study, to be courageous as he faced false teaching, and to use his talents in service to God. Why did Paul want Timothy to be faithful in serving God? Writing in 1 Timothy chapter 4, he said, Because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people. Jesus is our hope and the Savior of the world. What could be better than to serve Him? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 16. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Now let's pray. Dear God, please give us hearts to bring your hope to those around us today. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.